Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I've got two co-hosts today, Pastor Butch Paul and Wendy Wilson. And we're going to talk and reminisce a little bit on the various segments today. So for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and as a reminder to the listeners, this will be the last live, I think, live broadcast for Financial Survival on this particular frequency and time. We're going to continue and do things a little bit differently. We're going to appear more as a guest on some other programs. And, of course, we're going to do the old blogging and podcasting and all that sort of thing to keep everyone up to date in a little bit easier fashion. You'll be able to check everything out at dgscoins.com. So today is, again, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Hello, Butch and Wendy.
Hello.
Howdy.
Glad to be with you.
Is that all you're going to say today?
Well, hey, I'm outnumbered 2-1. I'll probably get a word in edgewise next 15 minutes. But anyway.
Oh, I think that'll be reversed.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do the market report real quick, and then, you know, since Wendy will be here for a few minutes, I think we should, you know, go back to the Bob Chapman days and how her and I got together, and it's been many, many years. Is it close to 20 years, Wendy?
It's really hard to say. I thought it was like 17, but it may be maybe in between 17 and 18. I mean, years, yeah. Yeah. So it's been, well, I mean, you were with Bob Chapman before I was, so. Yeah, I came on later. So
yeah, well, let's go ahead and get to the market report today. Prices for gold today was up $14 at $2,213. Silver was up 9 cents at $24.71. Platinum was down $10 at $910. Palladium was down $8 at $995. The U.S. markets today, the Dow was up 477 points at 39,760, S&P up 44, and the NASDAQ was up 83. European markets, they all are green as the pastures might be. Nikkei was the only strong one in the Asian markets, up almost 1%. 10-year yield, 4.19%, 4.19. Oil today was up just a couple pennies at 81.70, and natural gas was down 4% at 1.71 for natural gas. So there we have it. And like I said, we're just going to kind of reminisce a little bit. Butch, I don't know, you did a lot of programs with Wendy here in the last,
I have.
Given me some free time for the first 20 minutes of the program.
Yep, sure did. By the way, before I get off topic about the gold, was that a new record for gold today?
I think we've gone over that. No, we've gone higher than that.
I just want to make sure, okay. Yeah, yes. I've been, Wendy, I guess, well, ever since we started with you, what, 5-6 years ago now?
Yes.
I don't know. Time flies so fast, it's really hard to say. It's so disorienting at this point. I'm disoriented. I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round.
Oh, yes, and it's going faster every day.
Yeah, it is. But I do recall around the 2000, 6-7 mark, Melanie, we were doing a show. We were doing a show on a Friday night, the Healthy Wealthy show. Remember that?
That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah, so wow. Melanie will keep you wealthy and I'll keep you healthy was the whole mantra there. But we did that for a little bit. What was maybe about a year, I suppose. But Friday night was a tough market, a tough time slot, I think, at evening time anyway on a Friday. So, yeah, but we've been doing radio for a long time. You've been doing it longer than me, I think. I didn't get into radio until 2003. I was doing guest appearances in 2002, but then I actually got a show in 2003. So that's how long I've been doing it.
You know, it's funny when you mentioned Friday night, the Healthy and Wealthy. I think we were just both of us going through divorces, so we didn't have anything else to do on a Friday night.
Yeah, I remember them days. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got to stay out of trouble somehow.
Yeah, and we did. And it was a fun show. It was a great program.
Yeah, I think you did the first half and I did the second half, something like that. And the feedback was mixed. It was okay. You know, cut your teeth, your baby teeth on radio, and you get better as you get older in it, and you kind of get a feel for it and the audience. And I find the radio medium is very chummy. People get to know you. It's so different than, like, say, TV. All you have is an audio, so people get really familiar with how your voice sounds, and they can tell if you're having a bad day, you know, and you'll get calls like, are you okay? You were on the radio and you sounded not the same, you know? So yeah, it's a very chummy medium. I like it.
It's very true. And I think sometimes we also forget or we remember how much of a family they become, at least in my years of doing the radio, because you do have that connection and you don't have to meet people to
bond with them.
To bond.
Right. And it's kind of ironic, though, if you think about it, how you can have a bonding relationship with your audience this way. And then when they call you at work and that kind of thing. But social media doesn't seem to be a bonding medium to me. You know, it doesn't seem to be that way.
Well, I think the difference might be because the social media is usually just short quips, you know, there isn't much worth to a lot of the commentary that comes from social media. So you really can't connect. But I think when you have the programs that Butch has and what you had, and what I had, there's more value or there's more to connect. There's more of a connection.
Yeah, there's more.
It's not
more
about
a,
me, like the social media is.
Right. There's more a body of information that would be useful for people. So I totally agree. And the thing is you know, the generation that's coming up, they're all about social media. They don't even listen to radio.
That's true.
So, yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen to radio moving forward. Or, it'll just be more like internet podcasts, I guess.
I would think so, because I'll be starting a Saturday program with KTW, and it's going to be on a Saturday, and it's going to be 30 minutes. So it's going to be in line with the, you know, podcast, shorter time. But we understand that people do have short Attention span.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and it's gotten very short with the younger generations. You know, usually right. It's with a.
But, I know. And the other thing that the millennials like are blogs. They mm-hmm. they just eat those up too. We just recently added a blog to our website, and my daughter's overseeing it because she knows all about blogs. I just know how to do radio and write, and I know herbs, so she kind of picks up where I leave off, and she keeps it all together. So, but lots of information on blogs. They like those.
Well, I brought up Bob Chapman. You started writing for his newsletter.
Right.
And that's how you and I sort of, I think connected. That's how we kind of connected. So.
Yeah, I think Bob told me about you and vice versa, and then we got together that way. And yeah, Bob Chapman, wonderful guy. Miss him a lot. Wish he was still around. And I know I'm real thankful that his family continues with his international forecaster. So that's nice. And nice memory for Bob, because you know, that was kind of, you know, a long body of work for him. I know he had it for at least 10 or 15 years. So it's good that they carry on with it. But yeah, that's how we met, was with Bob Chapman's introduction. And I think you were writing and I was writing for his newsletter, and that's how we got connected.
Mm-hmm. And then once Bob passed away, then you and I started doing the newsletter together.
Right, American Survival. Still going, yes. By the way.
Still going. And it's going to continue. It's going to continue to go. I mean, the only thing that's changing is this 4 o'clock show, you know, the 4
right.
o'clock. And that's just to allow me to do other things and in different manners. So, but yeah, it was anything that you can think of. I hate to put you on the spot. And even just in your other programs that you do, what do you find most memorable? Or is it just the people?
Well, you know, the audience is great. You know, you get to know your audience, and they get to know you. You know, they reach out to you and you talk. But I think what I like about radio is it's a very relaxed way to tell people about your expertise and where your strengths are and how these can help other people. So it's all about, you know, making a living and making a difference at the same time. And radio is part of that. I think radio is a great medium for anybody, but, you know, hopefully it won't get outsourced by the new technology that's coming up. But I just enjoyed it immensely doing radio. I didn't have a problem, just jumped right on in. You know, it's almost like, you know, you learn to water ski one way or another. you just kind of go with it. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs would do well with radio. It's one of those mediums, like I said, is very chummy and relaxed, and it's very different than TV. If you've ever done TV or any kind of cable shows, which I've done, and it's just not the same. I like radio over that. I really do.
Yeah. Butch, do you have anything to
well,
add?
There's a lot. I just listened to y'all talk and about our time together and about my time on radio. This month makes 31 years for me.
Wow.
And thinking about the people that were on when I was on, Tex Myers, Joyce Riley, and many, many more, Derry Brownfield, were old-timers when I started. I was on longer than some of them, but they were on the radio along with me for a long time. And I got to meet them at some seminars like it did you, Melody.
Yes.
Get to know you all a little bit. And it's like y'all been saying, they were part of the family too. And they're going, like Bob Chapman, they're going. And now we're fixing to end another era of radio that's been going on for many years at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's going to be a change for everybody, including me. I'm going to miss it. I've done it for so long now, I kind of got used to y'all.
Well, you know what? If we miss it too much, you know what? We can always come back.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, just roll me up in my wheelchair to the mic. I'll be here.
Well, you know, with AI, I'll always look 39.
There you go.
Right,
there
right.
you go.
Forgot about that.
But you know, you watch, when you think back and how fast these last few years went by, this last 5 or 6 years, and I've been with you that long, and Wendy, of course, now, and how quickly they went. I mean, it's a blur. It's almost, you can hardly fathom how short a month is anymore.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy, I want to thank you. Go ahead.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it every minute. And to the listeners, I bid you all adieu and be well out there. And we'll eventually talk soon, I hope.
I know we will.
All right.
Take care.
Wendy, I'll leave you these parting words. Stay sober and out of jail, okay?
Thank you, Dad. I will.
Okay, Eddie. Talk to you soon.
Hi.
Oh, gosh. Another
time
going. I mean, it's just amazing. Again, it's kind of hard to say goodbye, even though we're not really going anywhere.
We're really not going anywhere.
No.
But it just seems like something is ending.
It is ending. This is ending at 4 o'clock, 5 days a week. I know that's what you're looking forward to, actually. But, yes. You know, and that's just a part of it. I mean, this time moves on. And as we get older, things change. Like your lumpet. Time changes things. And there's nothing
to do
about it. It does.
Well, I'm 39. I'm still 39. Time didn't change that.
Well, I ain't quite that lucky. Although I look like I'm 39, but I'm not. Okay. But it's just amazing, like I said, how fast the years go by. But I've enjoyed being with you at 4 o'clock. I really have. I really have enjoyed it. We've had some good times together, covered a lot of news.
Well, you know, we're going to cover some news here in the second segment of the program. Yes. Dave Allen will be joining us on the third segment of the program today. But you know what? You really did help relieve me of that 4 o'clock. And, you know, there have been other, you know, we've had Alfred Adask. We had Bob Chapman filled in because I couldn't do the program by myself when I'm running a business. It's very difficult to put together these programs. Takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of research. It's just not something that you pull out of the air and do a program. You might be able to do that once or twice, but you can't do it for very long. So with having co-hosts, it certainly has helped me. And it was fun these last 5 or 6 years. We can't count back to how far, so we have to say 5 or 6. But it has been fun. And you did help me. And I appreciate it very much.
Well, and that was a team effort, and it still is. I mean, you'll be on my broadcast at 8 o'clock Eastern, probably once a month for a while. We won't be saying goodbye to each other. Just changing venues some.
Just changing a little bit of the venues. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And again, who knows? You know, if we headed into World War III tomorrow, where it was actually announced and not just talked about and so forth. Who knows? You know, but it's real interesting to see what's going on in the news. It's like I've talked many times about we really do live in a different reality, a different, even Elon Musk, as much as I dislike that person, he says we live in two separate realities. And I do believe that. We've talked for a long time that they've created an illusion that people have fallen into. And they keep that illusion up in front. And nobody wants to look behind that illusion to see the wheels that are turning that has worked against us.
Many people prefer the illusion over truth.
Yeah. I can't, you know what, I don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them, but that makes things worse, actually. But I understand how they feel. But, you know, somebody once said ignorance is a strange thing. Once it goes away, you can't get it back.
True. That is very, yeah. Very true. And
that's where we are.
And people fall into and that's how they've divided us.
Oh, yes.
They've created almost two separate realities, and they've divided us that way. Actually, so there'd be three, the true reality and then the two different illusions that separate the people of this country and people around the world. It's just not here that we're divided. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere and getting worse.
And it's getting worse. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the bridge. I think you have some information on that when we come back for this next segment. And it's Easter this week.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, we're almost in the month of April. This year's gone by just as fast as the rest of them have. It'll be election day before you know it. I think we're in for a lot of things happening between now and election, good and bad, perhaps. It's going to be different.
And we're going to hear a little bit of difference because I hear the music. That means we are ready for break. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. The radio page will be changing. We're working on it, but it's going to be a couple of weeks before that really gets up and running. So, but make sure you tune in. Give me a call at any time, 800-375-4188. What did you want to update us on today, Butch?
Well, there's a lot of stuff happening, and I almost feel kind of guilty going into news, but it's still news and still important. And being this our last
The listeners don't want to hear us ramble on for 3 months.
No, I'm sure they don't. So we'll get some news out to them. But anyway, I got an email from my middle son the other day, and he sent down this picture. It has five quarters on it, 1932, 1940, 1943, 53, and 50. It says in 1964, the minimum wage was 5.90% silver quarters, dollar and quarter an hour. In 2021, now folks, this has changed a lot since in the last 3 years. In 2021, 5.90 silver quarters have a melt value of $23.34. We don't need minimum wages. We need sound money. Isn't that the truth? And that's been 3 years ago, Melody. I wonder what it's worth now. If you see what I'm saying.
What, the quarters?
Yeah.
About five bucks.
About five bucks. That's $25 now instead of $23.
Yeah.
Wow. See, that's again, folks, that's why Melody's there. We're trying to help you understand that you can get real money in your hand that's always worth something. It has intrinsic value. Paper doesn't. And all the news, of course, we're hearing about the bridge. Well, Michael Steiner put a few thoughts here together. I really enjoyed reading this. I'm going to read part of them here. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is going to have an enormous impact on U.S. supply chains. When I woke early on Tuesday morning, I was stunned to learn that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore had collapsed. We were being told that it was a tragic accident and that there is no evidence that any foul play was involved. By the way, we're going to discuss that in a minute, too. Hopefully that is true. But no matter how it's caused, this tragedy is going to have an enormous impact on U.S. supply chains. And, of course, this comes at a really bad time because Houthi missile strikes in the Red Sea and low water levels in the Panama Canal have been putting tremendous amount of strain on global supply chain recently. According to Bloomberg, it happened that the port of Baltimore will be out of commission indefinitely. This is a really big deal because 750,000 vehicles come through that port last year alone. It's also the largest U.S. port by volume for handling farm construction machinery as well as agricultural products. In addition, a whole host of prominent retailers are very dependent on the port of Baltimore. Retailers like Home Depot, Bob's Furniture, IKEA, and Amazon are just some of the companies that use a port to import goods. Other top imports include sugar and gypsum. This will have an impact for trade all along the East Coast, and it will continue until we know how quickly the port can open, said Richard Mead, editor-in-chief of the shipping journal Lloyd List. But we are talking about the 11th largest port in the entire nation, and so this will definitely be a serious blow. More than 2 million tons of foreign cargo worth some $80 billion were transported out of that port last year, according to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. The 11th largest port in the nation, Baltimore served an average of 207 calls a month last year, according to the shipping journal Lloyd's List. In addition, it's going to take a very long time for the Francis Scott Key Bridge to be rebuilt. Yeah, it's going to hurt financially. It is. And of course,
but our government's going to pay for it.
Of course. Wait a minute now. Do they do that? Do we end up doing that? I think it's right back down to you. Mean you again, doesn't it? Every time. Right
you
back down to mean
are
you.
We the government?
We certainly support it. But, you know, I mentioned during that article there, they said it was an accident. But now, apparently, now this is not coming from me. I've read two different sources. And I'm going to share this one here. By Black Swan event, General Flynn raises questions about Baltimore Bridge collapse. Now, folks, if you read the details behind it, it reads a little strange. I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you to look the details. Can we take an idea that this Baltimore Bridge collapse was a terrorist attack off the table? And absolutely, we cannot do that. President Trump's former national security advisor and retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn told Alex Jones in an online interview. You can find other interviews online, too, where this really seemed odd. The power went off, power came on, whatever. The bridge is down. Could it have been a terrorist attack? Well, of course, it cripples the economy of the country. It's going to cripple the East Coast for sure, as I just said. I live on the East Coast. So, I don't know, Melody. I mean, it's just something to think about, isn't it?
It is. You know, I always hate to jump to those two conclusions so early in the game. I mean, it just happened yesterday,
yep.
The day before. When did it happen? Yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
So, I don't like to jump there. I thought the only thing that I thought was a little odd was the smoke coming from the
top of the ship.
Top of the ship.
Yeah.
They are retrieving the black box, but, you know, who knows if we would ever hear the whole thing that would be in there. And I saw I did see the lights come on, the lights go off, and I couldn't figure out. And the lights came on at the very end, so I couldn't figure out why. And they did say, I kept hearing that there was not a tugboat, but now I think I've heard that there was. So that, or there was a guider either on board or, but so it just, that is still very unclear. So, as usual, you can always find things that are odd. But I also think it's odd that, Princess Kate and Charles had cancer at the same time. So anyway,
yeah, I have to wonder if that's part of the turbo cancer that the vaccine's called. You have to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just have to come to your mind.
Yeah, you have to ask questions, or we will. If we didn't ask questions, we would never know any of the truth.
That's exactly right. Now, this is something you know, I know, most people know if they even stop to think about it. Dollar down 20% since 2020, and Biden blames greed. Assuming CPI measurements are not understatements, the dollar's value has plummeted by a staggering one-fifth since 2020. Yet rather than acknowledging its role in fueling this economic turmoil, Biden's administration deflects, casting capitalism and corporate greed as the villains. The latest February CPI data showed more signs of upcoming inflation bloodbath. So this just rose 20% in the last 4 years, 20%. So that means what you paid $100 for, you now pay $124. What you pay $10 for, you're now paying $12 for. Now, it may not sound like a lot, but when you add it to your electricity bill, your car payment, maybe perhaps, or the car insurances or groceries, it adds up pretty quick, doesn't it, Melanie?
Certainly does.
20%.
Especially when they tack on extra just for the heck of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just because
yeah.
They can.
Yep, yep. And now that people ask me this many times, well, I thought the dollar was going to collapse, and I can't get them to understand. It's been collapsing since 1964 at least. Every year collapses. A few percent here, a few percent there, and 20% in the last 4 years. It is collapsing. It may not go to zero, be worth nothing for a while. But, folks, it's worth less every day. How much simpler can I explain that?
And that is the majority of the inflation that we're
paying today. Yes, it is.
It's not supply and demand. It might, of course, that's going to play some part into it. But the degree of it, as long as you have if you don't have a currency that's backed by gold, your dollar depreciation, your currency, your money depreciation is based on that. It's monetary policy. It's a fiat currency. It's going to lose value, period.
It has to.
That's inflation because it takes more of those dollars to buy the same thing. So, you know, they can kid you all you want. I guess this is the part where you have to make a decision on whether you want the truth about inflation or fall into their little illusion, and they can blame corporate greed.
Of course. And this is, we knew this was coming. We talked about this several months ago, but now it's really hit. Something people are looking forward to, of course, this time of year is chocolate. Everybody wants the chocolate Easter bunnies. It says, not so transitory. Hershey hit with downgrade as cocoa crisis hyperinflates prices. Now, folks, this is really a tremendous amount of inflation. Let me just read it to you here. Cocoa futures in New York reached a new record high this week, exceeding $10,000 per metric ton. Since the start of the year, prices have surged. Now, folks, this is since the start of the year, been 3 months, have surged 150%. It smells like hyperinflation. At the start of February, candy producer Hershey's company CEO warned historic cocoa prices are expected to limit earnings growth this year. So 150% increase, Melody, in the last 3 months. That is a huge jump in cocoa price. There's a lot of reasons to blame it on, but whatever the reason, it hits you in the pocketbook if you like chocolate. Comments,
Melody?
It
certainly does. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, where a lot of that chocolate comes from South Africa. And, you know, they do have their issues and so forth over there. But it really does come down just to inflation, because that's, you know, why they have the issues that they have. It all comes around that. And, you know, when you have a currency that is a world reserve currency, it's going to affect everyone.
A currency that used to be losing ground fast.
Well, we're losing ground, and what you just to mention a little bit earlier, you said, you know, people say, when is the dollar going to collapse? Well, you know what? This dollar doesn't have to go to zero. It doesn't. Back into at the Great Recession, I think it was 2010, the dollar had dropped to 70, and all heck was breaking loose.
That's true.
Imagine if it just got to 50. So people don't realize the impacts or the impact that it has when it just loses a little bit and you get down to those lower levels. Yes, then they're going to have to change. They're going to have to change our monetary policy. They're going to have to address those issues, you know, and it could go further. And that's when they usher in the new system.
Yes, now maybe a lot closer than you think it is. Only time will tell. I don't set dates, but it's getting very shaky. Fast food companies seeing low-income diners trim orders, and they had no choice. I know I've trimmed. I don't eat out. I don't buy fast food much anymore. This is one of the things special 2 for $6. My goodness, it's ridiculous. Runaway prices at U.S. fast food joints and restaurants have made people skittish down the income ladder. Executives at chains, including McDonald's and Wendy's, recently said they worry about losing business from those on the tightest budgets. Roughly a quarter of low-income consumers, defined as those making less than $50,000 a year, said they were eating less fast food. About half said they were making fewer trips to fast casual and full-service dining establishments because, according to Polly in February, the revenue, Google tells how to know that, but I just want to say this. Less than $50,000 a year is now considered low income. I can remember $50,000 a year makes a lot of money. Can't you?
Yes, it is.
I mean, think about that. I can remember when $50,000 a year was a lot of money. Now it's considered low income. That's hard to believe. The rising price of food is contributing to budget-conscious diners cutting back. Whether consumed at home or in the restaurant, food prices rose 20% from January 2021 to 2024, the fastest jump on record. A recent Census Household Pulse survey showed half of people earning less than $35,000 a year had difficulty paying everyday expenses, and nearly 80% were moderately or very stressed by recent price increases. So I'm not going to go through the rest of this, but just to see what's happened on fast food alone, that's just McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King or whatever, that people can't afford to buy a hamburger. These pay $5 for a meal, now they're $18. That's just too much, and I understand how they're feeling. But it's stunned me to realize that they consider anybody making less than $50,000 a year as low income. That kind of stunned me. So anyway, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I know. It just goes to show. I remember poverty used to be $12,000. Now it's $50,000.
I mean, gee, I remember when I got out of high school, my graduation year, 1966, a friend of mine said his goal was to make $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Now think about that. $1,000 a month today won't even pay the power and phone bill.
Those were the good old days, my friends. We thought they'd never end.
Oh, yes. But they did. And this is a different topic going to the migration issue now. The standoff at Gate 36. Texas sends in the troops to block migrants from seeking asylum. With the time when migrants arriving here could cross the Rio Grande, make their way to a gate in the border fence, and turn themselves into federal agents to claim asylum. That was before Texas Governor Greg Abbott turned Gate 36 into a militarized zone, fortified by rifle-toting soldiers, a fleet of Humvees, and a force of razor wire glistening in the desert sun. It looks like a prison, Mario Jesus Nazareno said Saturday afternoon, gazing north across the river. The 47-year-old former boxer had just arrived at the border after traveling for weeks from his native Ecuador. He hoped to make his way to Florida, where he has relatives. Now he and hundreds of others were stuck. The governor's aim is to prevent migrants from reaching the gate, probably the 30-foot-high steel border wall built during the Trump presidency, and thus deny them a chance to apply for political asylum or other forms of relief that could allow them to remain in the United States. I can't say that I don't feel sorry for some of these people. But why do we have to be the sugar daddy for everybody? What makes them think that we can keep absorbing all this? That's just my opinion. Anything you want to say to that, Melody?
No.
Now we're about to go to break again. After that, we have Bob. Not Bob. The Elvis Bob was coming up, too.
Oh, boy, I'm scared. I'd be scared if Bob would be showing up.
Well, Dave come
We'd
on
have
doing
a whole new audience.
So anyway, you take us out if you want.
All righty. Well, we got a couple seconds. Dave Allen will be joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I have two co-hosts with me now. Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, and Dave Allen has joined us today. You know, this is the first, there were other little shows, but this is the most, it becomes a part of you to some degree. And I never had a finale before, so I'm really not quite sure how to do a finale. But other than, you know, the accolades, which we actually, you know, the appreciation and, you know, it wouldn't have been successful if it hadn't been for all of those who have helped throughout the years. Butch, Dave, you can add Greg Hunter, Beth Ann. We even had James Corbett, Bob Chat, and Alfred Adask. This program wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And this program wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, the listeners and the buyers of Discount Gold and Silver, because your funds helped, your orders helped fund not only this program, but many others. And I think we're about the only precious metals company that does that, that actually... Not everything goes into my pockets. It goes back out, and it pays for other programs to support and to educate what we think is important and to make an understanding of what's going on here in the United States and around the world. So this program, yes, all the co-hosts are they become part of my life. But yet you, the listener and the buyers and the supporters of Discount Gold and Silver, you're the ones that made this successful. Not us. We were here because of you. So if it wasn't because of you, this program wouldn't have been funded. So there. So thank you. And so it is. And Dave, you've been here as a co-host.
Yeah, I thought it was four and a half years, but it's actually been 6.5 years.
Oh, my.
As you were talking earlier in the program, time does certainly fly.
Wow.
I just couldn't believe it was the fall of 2017 that I started with you. And, gosh, here we are.
And you started about the same time as Butch.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I might have started a few months earlier. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to join you in your global campaign of truth and honesty these last 6.5 years.
That's right. I forget sometimes that we're global.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how many folks there are across the big pond, but I'm sure there's some out there in Radio Land look forward to hearing us Monday through Friday and that have occasionally tuned in over the years. You've touched a lot of hearts and minds, not to mention pocketbooks. Hmm. I think it's easy to forget that, the crux of this show is based on the ability to finance its operations, and that comes from your customers over the years who have bought physical gold and silver and occasionally other precious metals. It's a big responsibility to try and tell it like it is. I mean, I think what I like best about Financial Survival is your commitment in particular. I mean, each of us in general, but the commitment to telling listeners what you think they need to hear, not what you think they want to hear.
Very true.
Like too many of our politicians do. and second, it's okay for us to disagree on an issue.
No, it isn't.
Listeners of, I know. I question authority except when it's mine being questioned.
But you know, Dave, my wife and I have been married over 52 years, and we never disagree. Ha, ha, ha. But
anyway. Yeah, mine and me neither. I mean, I'm the boss. I'm the boss of her of our family, although she does make all the decisions.
I understand that. I do. But, you know, you're talking about what Melody's done, and I'll mention this real quick. I said on air many times and said it again. Many years ago, back in the middle 90s, I listened to people like Melody and Bob Chapp and others, and saying, start buying some precious metals. Well, I had no idea yet. I was brand new. I started radio 31 years ago this month, so I started radio. So about 95 or so, I started hearing about buying some coins. Well, I didn't have a lot of money. I was still trying to put some boys through college and things. But, yeah, I'd buy a $3 silver dollar. Yeah, they were $3 back in, $3. And I thought that was high. But anyway, I remember I had a chart in the back of my Bible. The show was going to go to $5. And I thought, wow, I wonder when that happened. You know, probably never. Well, obviously, it went way beyond that. But because I listened to people like Bob and Melody and some others, I put enough back to pay off my house 17 years early.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's a nice beautiful story. It is, and I always try to do here, as you and you tried and Melody's tried and others, is get people to understand. We have something of value here that's not going to go away. It's tangible. It's going to be there forever. It'll be worth something. But I sold this $3 silver dollars about. Of course, it went up over the years. I sold them at $12 a piece. Now they're, what, 28, 29 million or more?
Mm, retail.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I mean, they've more than doubled since then. But it felt so good. The bank won't take silver. So I sent it to Melody, got a check back. Took it to the bank, paid off the debt, got the deed to the property, and it felt like I woke up in a brand new house the next day.
Yeah, it's nice when it's actually yours, isn't it?
It really is. As long as I can pay rent to the state, I get to keep it. But but anyway, it just felt so good. And I say this many times. If it hadn't been people like Bob and Melody and others, I wouldn't have known that. At least maybe not for years later. So I just praise God, people like Melody out there trying to pound in people's heads, this is a wise thing to do. And I mean
that. Yeah. Yeah, it's, my wife works for a financial planning company, and like 99% of them out there, gold and silver is, to their benefit, it's no longer an afterthought. It's a part of their portfolio management, their asset allocation plan to clients. Virtually, I shouldn't say all of their peers, but certainly a vast majority of them, it just isn't part of the conversation. Whether or not you're a lifelong investor in treasuries or stocks, without the insurance that's offered by gold in particular, but also silver, you're really selling yourself short. Now, I've been late to the game with that perspective. I remember hearing about gold for the first time. It was 1987 or 88 in my workplace at the time. The treasurer of our organization, I heard him talking to what turned out to be, I believe, his broker. He was complaining to him that he said, why didn't you tell me about gold? Yeah, long story short, turns out that was a turning point for him. He ended up buying a bunch of it. And years later, maybe 7-8 years later, maybe as many as 10, he like you said, boy, I'm glad I took this friend's advice and told my broker, sell some of these poor performing equities. I'm investing in gold. And I don't know. Well, he's no longer alive, but certainly at that part of his career and life, I think he's happy he made the jump.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, getting back to what I was saying, that it's okay for us to disagree on issues. And listeners have certainly let both of us know when they disagree, particularly with me on something I either said on this program or wrote in a newsletter. And Melody, you and I certainly haven't seen eye to eye on any number of policy issues we've talked about over the years. And that's okay. And not only is it okay, I think it's critical to our form of democracy or constitutional republic or whatever, however you want to characterize what we live. I mean, someone once said conflict's the essential core of a free and open society. And democracy is messy, but it doesn't have to be so darn uncivil all the time like it's become in our country and elsewhere. I mean, we can disagree with each other without being so stinking disagreeable, right?
That's a good Maybe. Thought.
I mean, good you know, thought. This yes. this tribal lifestyle, tribal civics we've come to live and even expect. I mean, it shouldn't be my tribe versus your tribe. I mean, we're not each other's enemy just because we see something from a different perspective. I mean, that's what makes life go round. That's how we learn from each other. And as bad, as the media in particular would have us believe our tribal system has become, I don't think it's as bad as they portray it. I mean, it's worrisome, certainly. And I know it's hard to turn off all the noise that bombards us, every waking second of every day. But we have to if we're to maintain our sanity. So, if there's one lesson I can preach here in the last program is turn off your stinking social media accounts and don't spend as much time on your cell phone Or even watching your favorite cable news network.
Now, that's a biggie, Dave. That's a biggie, the cell phone. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, well, yeah, it is. I mean, I see it beginning already in my 4- and 5-year-old grandsons, much less, you know, virtually every member of my family when we're out to dinner and everyone's, you know, looking down at their screens. And
that's
like,
right.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Yeah, we're here with family and friends. Anyway, there are a lot of good books out there that you could be reading. There are a lot of good friends and family members that would love to hear from you. We talked a little bit about that yesterday.
Learn the art of conversation one more time.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and that's where Melody mentioned communications in the first segment, and that's what we're missing so much more of, good communication. I mean, and that really presupposes that I'm listening to you and you're listening to me, and not just you know, trying to block out the noise of the message you might trying to send.
Well, my daddy always told me I learned more by listening than I did by talking.
It's very true.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Stephen Covey, you know, sort of a godfather of modern day management, is the first tenet of his 7 things for successful people is first seek to understand, then to be understood.
Yes.
So, listeners, we disagree on a lot of things, but I think largely we seek the same ends. Let's just be a little bit more friendly and civil to one another.
Well, conversation is a two-way street, and if you learn to do things civilly and actually talk together and reason together, not fight together. A lot of times you come to a mutual ground, understand what the other person's saying, and understand see their viewpoint. But that takes a desire to want to do that. And by Amelia, Marsh just walked in the office and said, please tell you hello, and she's going to miss you being here.
Ah. Is that to Melody?
That's to Melody, yes. Yes, that's Melody. Nice. My wife knows Melody.
Joan.
She called her Joan Vian one time. That's that point. But anyway, but she said tell you hi. And she's going to miss you being on the radio here.
Thank you.
The main reason is, when I'm on the air with you for an hour, I'm not bothering her.
Yeah, now you get to. But you know what, Dave? You know what? I agree with you, you know, in the same way with Pastor Butch. But you know what? To some degree, people are... I mean, and you're right about turning off all the social medias and even the morning programs, because they generate the division.
Yes, they do. It draws headlines. Headlines draw viewers. Viewers draw advertising money, and that's to the corporatocracy, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
that's what it's all about to them.
And it's not going to change.
No, it's not.
Well, not unless we change it.
That's it.
We can change it. It's seemingly insurmountable. It's still worth trying.
I can't believe we're at the end of the program. I hear the music.
It's just like, oh my, it just like it just began 7 years ago.
I know.
How quickly it ends.
Anyway, I want to say thank you to everyone. So good night and God bless.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a
ball. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-81.